Those tunes, of course, you've heard a lot in the last couple of weeks here as the Olympics have been raging in Brazil. But the notion of what happens to the Olympians afterwards and how they make a business and some income out of their work as they put in so hard to train for and hopefully succeed at the Olympics is an interesting story. Kevin Neal joins us right now, the CEO of Moinho. And Kevin, talk to me about is there a person who sort of stands out as someone who had great opportunity and as an Olympian and just couldn't somehow collect on it?
Hey, thanks for having me first off. And I'll throw three names out to you, although they're not Olympians. I think everybody will recognize the three. Mark Sanchez, John Elway, and Tim Duncan. All three of those had, they had succeeded in their professions from a monetary standpoint, but they made the wrong decisions when they decided to put their money with an investment advisor or somebody who's going to manage their money. And all of them were part of either a Ponzi scheme or something similar. Question, how many investment advisors, those that can manage money, do you think are in the United States right now?
Investment advisors? Probably 100,000, 200,000?
Yeah, 600,000. So if you look at FINRA.org and you go in and you check the numbers, there's actually registered 600,000 investment advisors. Now, we all know that not all of them are managing money. Some of them could be in support roles. Some of them could be money managers themselves. But those that are trying to get assets from their clients, it's a large number.
Yeah, but having said that, Kevin, it's not as if they, people necessarily go online and type in, investment advisor and just start sorting through the 600,000. I mean, it's usually a referral or in some way, particularly if you have a large amount of money or if you are a famous or a person or a celebrity. I'm sure there's no lack of people, trying to steer you to someone that can help you with your financial future.
And it's a good question. And the path with that is saying, okay, if there's, let's call the number 400,000 to be fair. And in the industry, there's a best. There's a top 5%. So how do you define who the 5% is? So you get a referral from someone. Let's run this through. You get a referral from someone. They meet with you. You like them. But how do you quantify how good they really are? So what we look at, and let's go back to an athlete. The Olympic athletes, they're starting to get endorsement deals. They have to start making decisions. How do they decide who they should work with? And what we do is we look at it the same way they would look at a coach before they actually hire the coach. Okay, I know you coach. I know you coach in whatever. So it's called swimming. I know you're really good in swimming. But are you really good in the butterfly? And if you're really good in the butterfly, here's my strengths and weaknesses. Are you really good at that? So the same thing applies when they look at an investment advisor saying, first off, prove that you're good. So let me look at past historical performance, and then let me understand how you're going to help me.